Parallel programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. I'm Tom Rogers. It's time now for AM 580 News. Illinois lawmakers have returned to the state capitol to tackle ethics legislation, but as Sean Crawford reports, they might do more.
Along with taking up a ban on pay-to-play politics, where state contractors reward those who gave them work by making campaign contributions, other financial issues could also be on the table. The governor's budget cuts have hit hard, with layoffs in state offices, reductions in services, and proposed shutdowns of some state parks and historic sites. The House already voted to restore money in some of those areas, but it's uncertain what the Illinois Senate will do. A spokesperson for the Senate President, Emil Jones, says anything is possible once legislators convene. On the ethics front, if the Senate goes along with the House and approves the campaign finance changes, they will become law. The governor has called a special session to deal with a broader ethics package, but few expect that will succeed. I'm Sean Crawford.
Another reason the governor called lawmakers into that next special session is to deal with insurance coverage for autism. It's the third attempt Blagojevich has made this year to require insurance companies to cover autism treatment. Lawmakers already are on their way to take up an ethics bill that Blagojevich vetoed, but the House has voted to override. Blagojevich wants insurers to cover up to $36,000 a year and unlimited doctor visits until the age of 21 for people with autism spectrum disorders. Currently, only people in large insurance pools can get such coverage, and only for mental health services. The governor, meanwhile, says he didn't know that $65,000 in campaign contributions from a former administration official who's pleaded guilty to felony charges hasn't been returned. Ali Atta pleaded guilty this year to lying to a federal agent and evading federal income taxes. He then testified for the state against political fundraiser Tony Rezko. Blagojevich campaign spokesman Doug Schofield told the Chicago Sun-Times he's not aware the Atta money had been dumped. The governor says he'd look into the matter. He says he'd also consider legislation requiring elected officials to return money contributed from similar sources. Blagojevich has denied accusations by Atta that he discussed a state job with him after Atta made large campaign contributions. A University of Illinois economist says the Federal Reserve could be setting a bad precedent by pushing onto Congress a $700 billion bailout of the country's financial institutions. But Fred Gertz says the normally independent Fed had little choice in the matter. He says this latest financial package required more than the average tinkering around with interest rates or similar action. Gertz says this move is part of a trend that started a year ago with the subprime mortgage crisis, and not because Goldman Sachs or other institutions were singled out as needing help.
The problem here with the financial firms is that their failure is not just their own demise. It's going to have, the Fed thinks it's going to have very serious ramifications and maybe harm the whole system. So they're intervening not to be nice to the people who are having the problems, but to try to protect all of us with the soundness of the financial system.
Gertz says the obvious moral hazard stemming from a successful bailout is that investors may not be as careful to weigh their options in the future, but he suspects the financial sector will see more regulation then. However, Gertz says the likelihood of a brief recession has now gone up in recent weeks. Like many analysts, he compares the nation's financial picture to when the U.S. went through in 1929, in which the Federal Reserve didn't act. It led to a decade of runs on banks. Republican John McCain's presidential campaign raised more money from Indiana residents last month than Democrat Barack Obama did, although Obama still has received more overall contributions from Hoosiers. Updated Federal Election Commission reports filed over the weekend show McCain collected more than $362,000 in Indiana during August, while Obama raised more than $260,000. Obama still has raised nearly 50% more money than McCain from Indiana residents since their campaign started last year. Obama's brought in nearly $1.9 million. McCain has raised about $1.25 million. What's now a farm field in southwest Champaign will be open to residents as a park within the next year. But Champaign Park District leaders want to transform the former site of the Porter family farm into prairies and natural areas, similar to Urbana's Meadowbrook Park. District spokeswoman Laura Otterberry says it's the first Champaign park to not focus on traditional features like cultivated gardens or ball fields.
This park is not going to have any of that. It's going to have a lot of natural areas, open space, some prairie grasses, lots of trees, wonderful picnic areas. So just more of a passive recreation area for residents to enjoy.
Porter Family Park will also be a refuge in a residential area of Champaign that's expected to grow exponentially over the years. Atterbury says nearly $1 million will be spent on transforming the field into a native prairie and building the park's first amenities, such as trails, a small shelter, and a man-made pond. The groundbreaking took place at the noon hour today. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Programs on WILL are made possible with support from Sinfonia de Camara, presenting Impressions of Spain, featuring vocalist Ricardo Herrera, on Saturday, October 4th at 7:30 p.m. in the Fullinger Great Hall of the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. More information is available at 333-6280.
It's 12:36 on the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Tom Rogers, and joining us in the weather office is Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Eric. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom.
It's already afternoon, and